In this bulletin, Australia's coronavirus response slowly shifting from case numbers to vaccination rates. G7 countries concerned about the Afghanistan August deadline. The Taliban warns there will be no extensions. And in sport, let the games begin. The Paralympics get underway following an inspirational opening ceremony. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, has approved the plan to restore at least one freedom to those fully vaccinated despite an ongoing lockdown in the state. New South Wales has surpassed a first dose vaccination rate of 60%, meeting the Premier's goal of administering 6 million jabs before the end of August. Ms. Berejiklian has urged residents to focus less on daily COVID figures and more on vaccination rates as the state looks to ease restrictions once national vaccination benchmarks are met. Victorians aged 16 to 39 are now able to book a COVID-19 vaccine from today. Over 830,000 appointments will be available over the next 4 weeks across the state's 55 hubs. The Doherty Institute will provide more advice on the nation's plan out of lockdown at National Cabinet on Friday. Some state and territory leaders are questioning whether the nation can reopen when it hits 70 to 80% vaccine coverage, while cases are still high. Health Minister Greg Hunt told Parliament the government is focusing on the right groups.
The advice is that the correct target for Australia, the appropriate necessary target, should be the 16 plus adult population on the basis of the transmissibility.
Overseas now, several leaders from the group of seven wealthiest nations have expressed concerns over the deadline to withdraw from Afghanistan by the 31st of August. European Council President Charles Michel says the European Union remains concerned about European citizens and Afghan nationals who worked alongside them. He's asked for the airport to be secure as long as necessary, promising to also help with the resettlement of displaced Afghans.
We are concerned about their ability to safely reach the Kabul airport. We call on the new Afghan authorities to allow free passage to all foreign and Afghan citizens who wish to get to the airport. We have also raised this issue with our American friends and partners. The EU will do its part to support the safety and proper living conditions of Afghans who flee their country.
Meanwhile, the Taliban have warned Western forces that no extensions will be given beyond the 31st of August. A Taliban spokesman says Afghanistan is an independent country and that the group would take care of security once America leaves. We convey again a message to the Americans to withdraw all its citizens at the given time frame. They have the facilities, airplanes are available, and they have control of the airport. They should evacuate all its forces and all their related contractors. We don't allow the Afghans to be evacuated, and we are not happy with that. Charlie Watts, the drummer of the Rolling Stones, has died at the age of 80. Described by his bandmates as one of the greatest drummers of his generation, he died in a London hospital surrounded by his family. Watts announced that he would not be touring with the Stones this year due to a health issue which was not defined. He became a member of the Rolling Stones in 1963 and was seen as a steadying influence within the band. To sport, the flame has been lit at the Tokyo Paralympics opening ceremony last night. The ceremony featured acrobats, clowns, music and fireworks to mark the start of the long parade of athletes. While 179 Australian athletes will compete in 18 sports during the Paralympic Games, only 3 people represented the nation at Tokyo's Olympic Stadium and while there were no crowds. This included the 2 Australian flag bearers, Danny DeToro and Riley Batt, alongside the chef de mission, Kate McLaughlin. The rest of the team is in social isolation, but had their own small ceremony at the athletes' village. There are 6 athletes competing in the Tokyo Paralympics on the refugee team. The size of the team is 3 times larger than the first ever refugee Paralympic team that debuted at the 2016 Rio Games. Members of the team include refugees from Afghanistan, Iran, and Syria. And during the opening ceremony last night, Afghanistan's flag was carried by a volunteer as a sign of solidarity for the ongoing crisis in the country. And now a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth with a top of 25, wind easing in Brisbane, less humid and mostly sunny in Darwin, a shower or two in Adelaide, Sydney and Melbourne, cloudy in Canberra and Hobart. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.